Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Shem sponsor Lo Yinishmas Ayin Be'Akav Shom Lev Hasitzchok. We're holding Kiddushin Daf Samech Dalet. The Gemara Amud Beis brings what we saw early in the Masechta, that the reason why if a person is Mekadesh his daughter, and we're not sure if he's talking about the older daughter or the younger daughter, we're assuming he's talking about the younger daughter because it's a mitzvah derami alei. There's a mitzvah on him to go and be Mekadesh his daughter. So Mistam is doing the mitzvah, which is on him, which is the mitzvah to marry his younger daughter, and not the shlichus of the older daughter, which is not a mitzvah on him. Rashi brings, what is the source that the mitzvah that a father has to marry his daughter? Because it says in Pasuk in Yirmiyah, "Es bnoiseichem tnu la'anoshim," give your daughters to men. So Rashi seems to say over here, it means you have to marry the bas ktano, the young daughter. There's a mitzvah on the father to marry his daughter. So the Achronim ask, the Merurim is subdued, and it's see, brings it over here. This pasuk doesn't say anything about a bas ktano, about a young daughter. Adirabo, the Gemara in Ksuvah's Davron Beis learns from here that you have to give a isur nechosim. A father needs to give his daughter a 10% of the properties to go to her to be able for her to get married. And that's speaking about even an adult, not only a ketano. So if this pasuk is speaking about a gedoyla and a ketano, so why do we learn from here specifically that the father needs to marry the ketano more than the gedoyla? So the Merurim saw this as a little differently. He says, the pshat is, there's always mitzvah boy yoyseh b'shluchi. There's a mitzvah on the person himself to do it, not with a shliach. By a k'doyla, a adult girl, she has a mitzvah on her own to get married. So that's why the mitzvah is on her and not on her father. The k'tano has a mitzvah. She doesn't have her own mitzvah. She's a k'tano. The mitzvah that she has goes to the father. So that's why it's a bigger mitzvah for a father to marry the younger daughter, because that's a mitzvah on him. A mitzvah on the older daughter, even though there's a mitzvah on him, but it's mitzvah more on her than on him, because mitzvah boy, yoseh b'shluchay. And in a very similar way, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe, Evan Ezechel, Beis Simon Aleph, says the same idea. There is a mitzvah for a father to marry the older daughter and the younger daughter. Just the younger daughter is more mitzvah on him than the older daughter, because the older daughter could do it on her own. And with this, he goes to answer a very big question. There's a shiloh that was asked, can a young boy get married before his older brother? Is he allowed to do it? Well, he may embarrass his older brother. The older brother is not very happy. But the younger boy, the younger brother, has an opportunity to get married, and the other side of the kala, does not want to wait. So he's either doing it now, or he's going to miss his opportunity. Is there any consideration to wait for an older brother? So Rav Moshe says, I have a raya from our Gemara, that there's no consideration at all. And he says, a kol shekin. When you have two daughters on a father to marry, the father has a mitzvah to marry the younger daughter and the older daughter. Just the younger daughter, the mitzvah is on him only. The older daughter, the mitzvah is on the daughter as well, as we just mentioned, the name of the Merurim Sadeh. And even though both of them is mitzvah on him, the Gemara says that we assume he married the ketano, not the gedoyla, because the ketano is more mitzvah than the gedoyla. So koshke, when you have two brothers, that the younger brother has nothing to do with the marriage of the older brother. It's not a mitzvah on him to marry the older brother. He has only his own personal mitzvah to get married. So of course it should not take into consideration the fact that the older brother is not married yet. And he concludes in the end of the tshuva, what about the fact that maybe the older brother will be embarrassed? So he says two different reasons. The second reason he says a person cannot conduct his life to do things or to prevent himself from doing things that he needs to do for his own personal life because somebody else may be embarrassed. One cannot say, you know what, I'm not going to be so successful in business because if I will be successful, it will cause my friend to be embarrassed. That's not a consideration to have in life. So Yemele Rav Moshe concludes that of course a younger brother can get married, doesn't have to wait for his older brother. And this is all based on the source that we know that a father needs to marry his daughter and how to explain that source. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.